Texaco by Patrick Chamoiseau. The idea to write down the skeleton of this revelation came into my head. Writing meant finding my estonome, listening once again to the echoes of his voice lost in me, building myself slowly around a memory out of a disorder of words both obscure and strong. I first wrote the secret name I had chosen for myself on the shirt boxes from the Syrian shops, beautiful boxes made of white cardboard that I piled up like tablets of law, and that I covered once in a while with a fat, not very straight, undulating handwriting. Then one day, I salvaged an account ledger in which there were still some blank square-covered pages. I then gained a taste for notebooks. You could yank out stained pages. The squares would discipline my hand. What's more, it looked like a book to me. It was possible to read it again, leaf through it, smell it. It's around that time, you know, that I began to write, that is, to die a little. As soon as my estonome began to supply me the words, I felt death. Each of his sentences, salvaged in my memory, inscribed in the notebook, distanced him from me. With the notebooks piling up, I felt they were burying him once again. Each written sentence coated a little of him, his Creole tongue, his words, his intonation, his laughs, his eyes, his airs, with formaldehyde. On the other hand, I was forced to accommodate myself to my scant mastery of the tongue of France. My painstaking sentences seemed like epitaphs. Something else. Writing for me was done in the French language, not in Creole. How to bring in my so Creole estonome? Oh, knowing I was writing him into French would have made him proud. Yes, but I, holding the quill, measured the abyss.